It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out there, it's time for an episode of what we call intellectual poetry, where we read the lyrics to songs that we should know, or we've heard before anyway. And we try to guess the name of the song and the artist. So usually you would think, oh, this isn't so bad. I know the lyrics. No, this is extremely difficult. Because when you're not singing it in cadence or you don't have the melody, really tough.
Yeah. And plus, none of us really pay attention to the dumb lyrics anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more listening to the music. Like if you played me the melody or something, I'd get it right away. But when you, the lyrics, nah, I don't care.
So is this going to be a hard one or an easy one?
This one's going to be a really hard one.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. This one is from 1982.
So everybody out there, get your popcorn, get a soda, kick back and try to see if you can figure this out before I do.
And I will say I have seen this band. I don't know if you did. I went and saw them by myself in D.C., and I won't tell you who opened for them yet, but okay. you know the band that opened for them, too, but it was Tiny Club in D.C., in Georgetown.
The 930 Club?
No, wasn't the 930 that's Club. A, it was one over in Georgetown on the river.
Okay. I don't think
930 Club is more in D.C.
Okay. Then I would probably never been there.
No, it was a real small club right on the river. That was the only time I saw anybody there was this.
Was there a fat guy in there with a van down by the river?
No.
Okay, never mind. A little Saturday Night Live throwback there.
Yeah. I miss Chris Farley.
Yeah, he was awesome.
All right, well, anyway, back on track. Okay, so here we go. The lyrics to this song from 1982. Mama's having problems, always comes to me. Your daddy's been a drinker since 1943. They tell you I'm a loser because I like being free, but truth is in the mirror. It is what they never see. Let's see. Oh. I sing, yeah, long time ago, you tried to tell me, son, keep your daughters home. I said, no, 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 no.
Wow.
Any idea?
It sounds really familiar. 1982, you said.
Yes.
Culture Club.
Oh, very close. Let's remember that guess when we reveal the actual band.
Oh, okay.
Culture Club. Write that down.
I'm actually close?
No, not even okay. Not even a little bit.
Okay, yeah. All right.
This is an American band.
Okay, from 82. Any other clues yet?
No. This is on their debut album.
Okay.
Okay, I can't give you the chorus, but here's the second verse. Only 16, a woman, not a girl. old enough for a trip around the world. This is why I picked this song, this verse. Pick you up on Friday when Daddy goes to sleep. Bring him back on Sunday while he's watching Billy Graham on TV.
What? And I know this. It sounds familiar. It's got a sense of humor from 82, American band.
Yep.
God.
Very heavy band. Very heavy.
How many guys in the band?
Four.
Manowar.
That is correct.
Holy crap. I don't know the name of a song yet.
All right, I'll give you the chorus because that's all that's left.
Okay.
Now, I don't mind them saying that you should be praying. For me, fast taker, right here's where I'm staying. Life's a game I play for keeps, fast taker. Bed breaker, love maker, take it away.
Fast taker.
That is correct. Off Battle Hymns.
I knew I was familiar.
I was reading this one thing, and okay, that's fine. And then watching Billy Graham, I was like, that's it.
Yeah, because it's funny, because I did an intellectual poetry on a different song from the same album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably about 6 months back.
Nice.
Yeah, Fast Take is a good one. I like that song. That's their best album, too. And I've never seen Man of War, so... You did.
Yeah, I saw them. Saw them in D.C. A couple of my friends and I from college were driving around and looked at the marquee. I was like, holy crap, Man of War? Really? Show started in like half an hour. Said, I'm going. I'll see you guys later.
No, they didn't go with you?
No.
So who opened?
Raven.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That must have been killed.
And then I ended up seeing Raven in that same club about a year later. They were headlining. So great.
Take control.
I'd love to go see Raven again. I don't know if they're touring right now, but...
Yeah, they live in, the Springfield, Virginia area.
Do they?
Yeah. So they do play occasionally with small clubs.
Yeah. For those that don't know, that's where Mark and I grew up. We live next door to each other in Springfield, Virginia.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Home of Jacks.
Oh, man, what a great club.
It was called Wild West before that. And before that, it was a $1 movie theater, because I saw The Jerk there. But I don't think it's called Jack's anymore. It's called something else.
No, it's something else. Did you ever work at that place?
No. I did play Space Invaders with Billy Sheehan once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Talos played there.
Talos played. I bet he was good.
Yeah, I don't remember winning.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
You know there's another show, Chris Jericho's show, that stole this from us?
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, God.
It's pretty similar.
Oh, man. Bastards. What do they call it?
They don't call it the same thing, but they do. They take the two albums, and at first they just compare the two albums, which you like better, and now they do it song by song like we do.
Oh, of course they do. Bastards.
Yeah, damn wrestler. Well, it's funny because the Pot of Thunder, which is that one show that takes one song and dissects it. And
right.
Well, initially, the same show, the Talk is Jericho, stole something from this, because they goes, yeah, we're the Pot of Thunder to rock and roll, and the Pot of Thunder started talking shit to him.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, he was cool about it. Now he's guest starring on the show all the time.
Oh, jeez.
I look at it's flattery, you know.
We can have him come on our show.
Sure. But
yeah, right, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Monkeys will fly out of my butt.
Yeah, we don't invest that much time into this. This isn't our whole life and career, so.
No.
Yeah.
No, not so much.
All right. You want to start?
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, here's another episode of Track by Track Battle, where we take two albums with the same number of tracks And we have some similarity between the two, whether it's the same artist or similar artists or, well, you'll get the gist. And each album has the same number of songs, and we go track by track. So we compare track number one on each album and tell which one we like better. And end up, if we both like one song, that song gets a point. If we differ, no points are given. So we come out with a with an album that we like better over, just from track by track, and it's kind of surprising. Albums that I thought I would like a lot better are like, well, wow.
Yeah, and we generally don't choose albums that we hate, so normally we like to choose albums that we like. And yes, we did this before Talk is Jericho.
Yes, we did.
You stole it, you bastard. That's okay. We still like your show anyway.
Exactly. Yep. Mimicry is the best form of flattery, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. All right, so here we go. The first one. Now, I've chosen two albums. Mark has no idea what I've chosen, so it'll be a surprise, and we'll just go track by track. And I haven't really compared the two either. I've just looked at the artists and picked the albums I liked and then picked song or albums with the same number of songs. So
now if you pick two Ghost albums, I'm clueless. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't do that. These are song or albums we both know pretty well, I think.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is the debut album of Ozzy's solo career, Blizzard of Oz. Came out in 1980.
Good one.
Versus an album that came out by Black Sabbath and very close. It came out in 1981. The Mob Rules. Which is another amazing album. So if we just go by which album we like better, I'd go, oh, yeah, sure, I like Mob Rules. But I also like Blizzard of Oz. But when you compare them track by track, it gets a little bit different.
Yeah, and I actually like Dio better as a singer than I do Ozzy, but we'll see.
Oh, I love Black Sabbath with Dio way better, just overall. But, hey, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, so Blizzard of Oz versus the Mob Rules. Let's see track by track which was better. The first song on the Ozzy album, I Don't Know, versus Turn Up the Night.
Let me see. For me, I would go with Ozzy, I Don't Know.
Oh, man. I have to go with Turn Up the Night. I love that song. Killer riff. So no points given for that one.
Damn. Well, I like them both, but I just like that.
Yeah, that's what's hard. And the funny thing is, if we mixed up the playing order of these albums, the result might be completely different.
Yep.
All right, so no points for the first one. The second song of Blizzard of Oz is Crazy Train versus Voodoo by Black Sabbath.
Ooh, I'm going to say Voodoo because Crazy Train's a great song. I am so sick of that song. Going with Voodoo.
I have to agree with you there. Voodoo is a great song, and Crazy Train, good song, but if you've been to any sporting event, you've heard the opening, and it's just, okay, enough of that.
Yeah, I think they do it at NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, probably even Major Lacrosse League, you know. Team tennis. <Yeah. laughs>
Girls high school basketball.
And if you're in Canada, I'm sure they're doing it for curling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 point for Black Sabbath. Now, the third song, Goodbye to Romance versus The Sign of the Southern Cross.
Easy one for me. The Sign of the Southern Cross. Goodbye to Romance.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, it's kind of whatever. I agree with you on that one. All right, the next one, kind of an interesting fact that both of these songs are instrumentals. We have D, which is kind of Randy Rhoads' solo song, versus E5150.
I'm trying to remember D. I always skipped over that. Is that a little acoustic thing?
Yeah.
then I have to go with Sabbath. Sorry. Love Randy, but I'll skip the acoustic.
I'm going to go with D. I really like that song. He shows off a little bit in it, and it's a great song. So no points for that one.
I'm kind of surprised at what's going on. I figured Ozzy would dominate some of these, but I guess not.
Well, that's what happens. All right, song number 5. So far is now 2 for the Mob Rules versus 0 for Ozzy. Song number 5, Suicide Solution versus the Mob Rules.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both good. Excuse me. The first time I heard Mob Rules was on the Heavy Metal soundtrack. And actually, the one on the Heavy Metal soundtrack and the one that's on the Mob Rules album, they're different. But that song still kicks the crap out of Suicide Solution. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. That's one of my favorite songs of any Black Sabbath song, Mob Rules. Yeah, great. Suicide Solution's okay, but not compared to Mob Rules.
Agreed.
All right, so we're 3-0. Let's see if he can... That we move over to side 2. Let's see if we can, Fozzy can make a comeback. So this one we have Mr. Crowley versus Country Girl.
Mr. Crowley.
Oh, absolutely. I agree totally on that one.
And finally, Ozzy gets one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure Ozzy's album outsold the Mob Rules by a boatload. Probably not even close. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Just over time, I'm sure it sold a lot. I didn't look up the sales records, but I'm sure that it's 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
All right. Song number 7, No Bone Movies versus Slipping Away.
Tough one for me. I'm going to go with No Bone Movies, even though it's a dumb song.
That's my choice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's my choice, yeah.
I thought for sure you'd go the other way.
Oh, no. I like the chorus of No Bone Movies. Fun song.
What's it about?
If you don't know, go ask your mama.
Okay.
Okay, song number... Okay, we're 3-2 now. Ozzy's catching up. Song number 8, Revelation Mother Earth versus Falling Off the Edge of the World.
I got to go with Falling Off the Edge of the World.
Yeah, that's my choice too. I've never liked Revelation, and Falling Off the Edge of the World's a cool song.
Absolutely.
All right, so now we're 4-2, so this last one really doesn't matter, but...
You mean it's not worth 5 points?
No, this is not a bonus song.
Oh, okay.
So number 9, Steal Away the Night versus Over and Over.
I'm going to go with, I think Ozzy on this one.
I'm definitely going with Steal Away the Night. That's a great song. So, we have officially chosen The Mob Rules as a better album. It's 4-3.
Because initially, I would say there's no way the Mob Rules has a chance. Now, if you'd have said, you know, the Heaven and Hell against, you know, Ozzy's first album, I think Blizzard of Oz, I think, oh, Heaven and Hell is going to kill it. But I didn't think the Mob Rules would actually win. Surprise.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go with Heaven and Hell, but it had a different number of songs than the Blizzard of Oz. So that's why I went with the Mob Rules. But I like both of those albums. Heaven and Hell is great. My all-time favorite song by Dio's Black Sabbath is the Neon Nights. Oh, great, great song.
Amazing.
Oh yeah.
And you know
that would have won it all for me right then.
And you know what's messed up? Let's go. I always pick on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But part of their, you know, they always say, okay, if you've been on 2 albums, you're eligible to be in. But when Black Sabbath went in, they only picked the original 4 guys. Dio was on 3 albums. You could have put Dio in there. Come on, guys.
They are so inconsistent. It's not even funny.
Yeah, they put the entire Bruce Springsteen band in. One guy was on like 1 album.
No! Oh, if ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, it just shows you who they're fans of.
I think Bruce Springsteen's manager is one of the guys who runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, huh?
Oh, go figure.
Yeah. Huh. More crappy politics, even in rock and roll, huh?
Exactly.
Jesus.
All right, so that was the track-by-track battle of Ozzy versus Black Sabbath.
So if you don't have either one of those albums, go run out and buy them now because they're both great.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.